No, over around Swiss Avenue, of course, you know, the Historical Society has been able to preserve some of those homes over there. Over in South Dallas, around Park Road, South Boulevard, some very fine structures over there, homes that, well, at one time, that was an area that a lot of Jews lived in. You know, of course, as always, that was always that prevalent factor that in this society there were more people who discriminated against than blacks. You know, black people used to get off on this thing that they were the only persons discriminated against. But then even the Jews, like, have always been kind of nestled off into a corner somewhere.
Yeah.
And that, imagine a lot of people wouldn't want to admit it now, but then there's an area out in North Dallas now that you have just a hell of a lot of Jews that live in that area out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
all together.
Yeah, all together.
Yeah.
And strange thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If you ever really think about it.
Tell me, what, what derogatory names do you know that you've heard the Jews used around here?
Oh. What is a wop? That's something
I'm
that
sure.
They don't really use that down here.
I don't know what that is. I know it's something. It sounds like something Archie Bunker would use, but I don't know who he'd be talking about.
Well, you'd either be talking about a Jewish person or an Italian.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know a Polak's a Polish in,
yeah.
But then you don't hear Polak's used down here very much because there's not that many Polish people.
Mm-hmm.
Jews, you just don't. Jew's a Jew.
Yep.
Being a Jew is derogatory.
Yeah.
Sometimes. You know, just to imply that an individual is a Jew. I've seen that be something bad. I know I can remember, I guess I was 19 or 20 years old. Being a Catholic down this way was pretty bad.
Is that right? Do you know of any other names that they call?
No.
But just Catholic?
Yeah, just being Catholic. And that thing really heightened up when Kennedy was running for president,
yeah.
First ran.